then turning sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air invades the area. Falling temperatures. The 40s on Sunday will feel like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An ambulance was stolen at Jackson Hospital Wednesday afternoon. Police say the suspect got stuck in a parking deck after crashing into another vehicle while trying to get away. No one was hurt. Charges are pending against the suspect. Former State Representative Ed Henry pleaded guilty to theft of government property. The charge stems from co-payments that doctors waived for Medicare patients who enrolled in services provided by Henry's company. Henry did not seek re-election last year. And city leaders are working to solidify Montgomery's smart city status. Workers are installing more fiber optic infrastructure to provide faster and more secure connections and free Wi-Fi in downtown areas. They're also converting 22,000 streetlights to smart LEDs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and add whole home Wi-Fi for $14.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking President Trump to delay his State of the Union address until the government is reopened.
Four Americans, two service members and two civilians were among at least 16 killed in a suicide bombing outside a restaurant in northern Syria.
The FBI making a major arrest in Atlanta.
His alleged intent was to attack the White House by using explosive devices.
A driver captured two women busting a move on the top of an SUV in St. Louis, Missouri, Monday. They didn't have to twerk, especially during rush hour. Well, that was so dangerous. Where's the law when you need it?
Major storm taking aim from coast to coast. Get ready for rain, slush, and snow in a lot of parts.
YouTube is now cracking down on dangerous stunts following a wave of videos that mimic the hit movie Bird Box.
We're not going to allow it and host it on our platform.
He is only in the seventh grade, but a football phenom is already being offered a free ride.
Isaiah Marshall is now the youngest player to receive a scholarship offer from the University of Michigan.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday, by the way. TGIF Eve. If you see a police officer, give him a big thumbs up. And first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, including Tammy Amy, or is he already in?
I don't believe he's in yet.
You can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Well, let's say Tammy Emmy won. It would be $60 worth of things that he would put in that basket. That's a pretty good deal. It
really is.
I wonder if he's making chili being coming into cold. I might do my own chili.
Can you fill the whole basket with cookies?
Absolutely.
Nice. Okay.
You can do the Duke Brubaker, fill it all with ice cream if you want
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Just get pie yourself to death there. Tammy Emmy, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show, my friend.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Now, what is this if he wins? friends helping friends, right?
Well, we do random number generator because I don't want anybody to accuse me of putting my fingers on the scale.
Wink, wink. 308. Of course I would. I mean, that was the reason I was going to call tomorrow, is to get in right at the very end, because I was off by one last week.
You were. Yeah, that's right, you were.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, go ahead, sir.
No. You were going to say something.
I'd like to take the opportunity to pile on with this State of the Union. But a couple of questions come to mind first before I can really base my judgment on it, and I know I'm calling the right place. She didn't actually rescind it. She's suggesting or asking, correct? I'm talking about Senator T. Lousy, of course.
Yeah, she basically said, and the noted part is, let's have a discussion on when we can reschedule this.
Right. And I guess maybe I'm the only God-fearing, law-abiding American citizen that hasn't missed the irony here, that she's citing security reasons, but she doesn't want to fund the wall. She doesn't want to fund my security.
Bingo. Very good. Very observant of you.
Yeah, that's sad is what it is. I mean, now I understand what the true meaning of deplorables are, because that is exactly what she is. And one other thing, or maybe one other, and until you kick me off the phone, the State of the Union, is it normally followed up with a rebuttal?
It normally is.
Globalist?
It normally is. But here's a good question. Would it be followed up with the Democrats didn't attend?
Right.
And I think one Democrat would. I think Manchin from West Virginia would attend.
Right. Because, I was thinking that if our President Trump does it from the White House, then that goes back to needing equal time, correct? That they'd have to give him the opportunity to rebut whatever he said.
But well, after,
for the life of me,
after the State of the Union, the opposing party has a rebuttal time.
Right. Okay. Well, that definitely answered my questions. And if I could get in on that Sweet Creek for 308, would be wonderful.
You got it, my friend. You are done.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Well, and in my opinion, I mean, they've been doing these rebuttals, Democrats and Republicans. They never really work. Have you ever, Dan, in your years watching this, seen an effective rebuttal to a State of the Union?
No. It just is there. It's kind of like, we're not going to give them a pass. And so when you say effective, the whole point is that you're doing it just so you can get whoever your star is up there. And if the person's going to do the rebuttal, it's going to be something like Nancy Pelosi, bring it on, baby. But, you know, that was the famous Marco Rubio water type deal.
Yes. Didn't Kennedy do it against Trump last year, the young redhead Kennedy?
Yeah.
And he had way too much, like, upper lip sweat going on.
Yeah. He wasn't looking too good.
And then Bobby Jindal was...
Oh, God, that was the worst.
Like, goof troop right there.
His nerd factor just skyrocketed. He was off the charts. And he was like Mr. Rogers. Welcome to my neighborhood.
Right.
Can you say neighborhood? He literally... There was a line in there. He said, we're talking about revenues. Can you say revenues?
Yeah, the only thing missing were the puppets.
I love it. Okay, so Steny Hoyer is going to be doing a thing with Bret Baier. And listen to this, right where I stop it, he basically is saying that the barriers work.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. It's a wall between reality and his constituents, his supporters.
The speaker has recently defined a brand new dogma for the Democratic Party. Actually enforcing our immigration laws with the help of physical barriers is, quote, an immorality. It seems like Democrats are happy to take their cues from the gentlelady from San Francisco and her extreme fringe position.
Do you agree with that, Mr. No. Leader?
With that, the guy I just heard was Senator McConnell. I don't agree with that. Look, I don't think this is an issue of morality. It's an issue of does it work? And Senator Cornyn, Senator Graham, other members of the United States Senate have put in question whether a wall works, whether that is the best way to secure the border. Now, are some restraints? We've supported substantial restraints. We've supported fencing. We've supported other technologies. My own view is this is not an issue of morality. A wall is immoral if it tries to imprison people who shouldn't be in prison.
Okay.
A wall that protects people is not immoral. I think the issue is whether it works.
Okay, so you heard at the very end that wall works. What he said. Also, totally misrepresented Cornyn. Cornyn, you remember, was down at the border in that meeting talking about walls. He said, we need a wall. We need some structure that's over on the west side of McAllen. I mean, he said that. So that's a total misrepresentation. And now he's going to be asked, well, is the wall immoral and racist? And then, again, he's going to mischaracterize Senator Cornyn.
You have all kinds of Democrats speaking out about the wall.
Yes.
Beto O'Rourke, congressman, who may be running for president, who knows, said that wall in itself is a racist reaction to a racist myth that does not reflect the reality of this country at all. Do you think a wall or barrier is racist?
Look, Brett.
Mr. Leader, here's
the bottom line. I don't talk in those terms.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way we ought to look at it. Again, the reason I mentioned Republican senators and House members and the fact that the House didn't bring a bill to the floor until there were 10 days left in the year is because there are an awful lot of people just believe a wall in and of itself will not work, and
okay.
The wall is not the best place to spend money. That's what I believe.
So for the people who are living in those border states, especially with some barrier that has been constructed, would you remove those existing barriers because you say they don't work?
No.
So they work there.
Brett, let me tell you, just say the people who live on the border area. You talk to the people along the Rio Grande, but particularly a lot of towns that have commerce back and forth on a regular basis and have no problem. That's why Senator Cornyn is not a huge advocate of the wall. And you can ask him and read his quotes. I'm not saying he's not supporting the president in building the wall.
So they work some places.
Obviously,
they work some places. Again, totally mischaracterized. You heard the clips and you watched that with Cornyn. Totally mischaracterized. And you remember when he said that, you know, X number of miles away, there's a city that is kind of lawless type deal where the drug traffickers are killing each other and they're running the city?
Well, and I have to give the devil his due. I think Hoyer, as far as Democrats go, is very clever. And I think that's why he ran away from that is the wall racist question. And he's also very clever in the sense that he'll take a quote and skewer with it, even if it is a mischaracterization.
Here's some inside information for you. Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi hate each other.
I believe it.
The only reason he is there is it propped her up because he didn't want her running against him. And he couldn't secure enough votes and raise enough money for it. So he's been in that. He's that their token white old male kind of guy. But they do not like each other.
I believe it.
Inside information on that. Okay. Let's do this. Oh, before I go into another cut here, a reminder about Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, two locations on Madison Avenue, one location on Bell Road, one location in Millbrook now, behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. That's where you'll find All-American Mike. He's a great guy. He is the car whisperer. But all the folks there are. I told you my son had a problem. The turbo on his car wasn't operating right, and they figured it out. And all they did is they ran it for 14 hours, just where it blew it all out. So what did it cost him? Hardly anything out there. They're that smart. They're that good. So go in. If you have a car problem, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the place to go. If you're in the Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka area, I would definitely hit the Millbrook one and take it and meet Mike. You're going to really be impressed with him. And tell him you're a Danmore Show listener when you do that, if you would please. Let's see which way we want to go. Joseph Napolitano is going to be talking about Beto O'Rourke kind of believes that the Constitution may be a little out of date.
Rising Democratic star and possible 2020 contender Beto O'Rourke stirring up controversy this week, questioning the constitutional principles our country was founded on.
In an interview with the Washington Post, he said, quote, "I think that's the question of the moment. Does this still work? Can an empire like ours with military presence in over 170 countries around the globe, with trading relationships and security agreements in every continent, can it still be managed by the same principles that were set down 230 plus years ago?"
Okay, so what does Judge Napolitano think? He joins us right now. Judge, is that thing just too antiquated to follow?
God, I hope not. I mean, the whole purpose of the Constitution was to establish the government and limit it, to provide for a limited government and to guarantee personal liberty. I don't know what was in Congressman O'Rourke's head. And of course, I read the interview several times to try and figure out what was in his head. But I think he's not appealing to middle America. He's appealing to a very hard left that basically wants the government to redistribute wealth.
Those are primary voters.
Yes. And the redistribution of wealth, which we do engage in to a certain extent under Beto O'Rourke and his colleagues, would be without end.
O'Rourke said last night to Tucker, he said it's a common argument in judicial circles to talk about the Constitution as a living, breathing document or one that should be taken verbatim.
You know, my late wonderful friend, Justice Scalia, argued that if the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, then it means the same thing today as it meant when it was ratified. Mm-hmm. And we should look to the original understanding of the Constitution, because if the Constitution changes with the times, then it is not the supreme law of the land. The political winds become the supreme law of the land.
That is exactly right. The political winds. Going to be back with more Jason Napolitano right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
here. That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Ah, yes. You know, Mr. Electric really wants to look out after your personal safety. And they're very serious about the carbon monoxide issues that are out there. And this is a chance for you to inexpensively get a new one and have it installed by getting a new carbon monoxide detector and have it installed in your house. And so They really want to keep you safe. They want to be your home electrician, but they're looking out after your best interest. And what I want you to do is consider, just call them and say, yeah, how much is the carbon monoxide detector? And see if it's right for you. See if that's a price that's worth the peace of mind to know that you'll be safe in your home. So get ready to copy so you can give them a call at 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, check out the carbon monoxide detectors. Remember, 24-hour day, 7-day a week emergency service. That's why you need to have that telephone number in your phone. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child?
Hi.
How are you, my dear?
Well, y'all?
Doing well.
I would just, since he's got her in check, I cannot wait to see Trump when he's got Nancy Pelosi in checkmate.
Let's hope that happens.
I just envision her on this plane with her high heels stomping on the pilot's door saying, take off, or take off. I could just see that. And he cannot cross over this red line about the wall. I mean, it's just like when Obama did the Syria red line. And then he just looks weak in front of the other foreign actors, China and Russia. You know, mm-hmm. If you can't stand up to your own American leaders, why would you be effective against Russia and China? And if they had gotten everybody out of Syria, we wouldn't have 4 more dead Americans.
Well, there's no way they could have gotten them out that fast.
Yes, I know, but
that happened because of a lone wolf bomber. That wasn't a fighting force that did that.
I know, but the way the left is going to spin it, it's going to make it, you know, like it's all his fault. Because
of course, remember, every day is this is what Donald Trump did wrong day.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And like I said, I just hope he cancels a few other people's non-essential travel plans. I mean, I think that would do them. I want to go somewhere different.
Sure.
On Attorney ethics complaints and being disbarred. We have all these people that are attorneys at the DOJ and the FBI that they've not been convicted of a crime, but I don't understand why they're not disbarred for some of the things that they've been done, that have, they have done. Instead, they get to quit a civil service job and go off to some liberal, like Coed Perkins or something, law firm and just make big bucks. I mean, they just, you know, the whole saying, they mess up and move up. I mean, why?
Well, they have to, you have to prove that they did something wrong. Then you have to have a bar complaint. So,
Why isn't anybody making a bar complaint against them?
Well, because you have to prove that they did something wrong.
Well, don't they already have text messages and et cetera?
Well, those, you know, that's, I don't see how that's illegal.
Well, I think a soft coup is illegal to me.
You think of what?
A soft coup, which is what they tried to do with President Trump, you know, cornering him and trying to make him look bad at every point. I mean, that's what the whole thing was. It was their insurance plan to get rid of him.
I think you're right on that.
Did you know that John P. Carlin, he's with the DOJ?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he was Mueller's chief of staff when he was at the FBI?
No, I did not know that.
I looked that up. And he certified the FISA court documentation. And then the next day they got the FISA thing on Carter Page. And then he resigned the next day. See, he's an attorney. And they already had an IG investigation going on because of Mike Rogers, and yet the man still certifies that there's no.
I don't remember which FISA warrant did he certify? The first one, second, third, or fourth?
He just made a overall certification that there's no problems. The way I read it in FISA court, you know, just overall, you know, we're healthy. Like we got an A+ rating in FISA court. There's nothing going on. He did not tell the FISA judges that there was an IG investigation going on about the FISA abuse.
Oh, okay. So he did not certify one of the FISA warrants.
No. Okay. He just certified that the process was working fine and then resigned the next day.
And where did you get that piece of information from?
I've looked it up online.
But where online?
Probably the Conservative Treehouse or something along that line. And
the
I went
Conservative Treehouse, I've never heard of that.
Oh, you need to go look them up. They're wonderful. I do a lot of different sites.
Be careful out there, Flower Child.
Well, I know.
There are a lot of conservative sites out there that are just as bad as the liberal sites as far as parsing words and kind of giving half-truths.
Well, I did look back up Carlin to verify that he did used to be the Mueller's chief of staff.
Yeah, and what they'll do is they'll have something that is a fact, and then they'll add an opinion to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, you know, I think after my Cub Reporter incident, I've been trying to make sure that I double-check everything.
Good.
But I just think it should be an ethics violation, and these people ought to be disbarred. Instead of just moving on to...
The great thing is there's a process for that, and so that's what you want to do, is you always want to make sure that you're in the process, because if you're not, then you could have a real problem with somebody doing it to you.
I understand that. Are you aware of Tom Fitton?
I am, absolutely.
He has done more work privately getting the FOIA information.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why Congress doesn't just file a FOIA request instead of just being told by FBI and DOJ we can't release that. He gets more information than the congressman can.
Well, he waits a long time for that information.
I know, but like recently he
And also he gets a judge to rule in his behalf that they must give it to him.
Yes, but like he recently got 1.5 million voter names removed from California because California wasn't following the laws about removing old names like they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So to me, he's more effective than our own government is. That's it, Dan.
Thanks. Have a good one. Fire time. Enjoy. News Time 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folklorelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Defending America first.
President Trump in a speech at the Pentagon pledged to build a defense system that can destroy missiles launched against the United States anywhere, anytime, any place.
To detect and destroy every type of missile attack against any American target.
The president is expected to request more money for missile defense in his upcoming fiscal year 2020 budget proposal.
Fox's John Decker. President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen confirmed a Wall Street Journal report that he paid a technology company to rig polls in his client's favor.
According to the Journal, the owner of that company, John Gauger, showed up at Trump Tower to collect his money, some $50,000 that he was promised, and was given instead a blue Walmart bag containing nearly $13,000 in cash.
Fox's John Roberts, the president's legal team, says he had no knowledge of Cohen fixing polls. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A little disturbance drifting through the area today. Scattered showers around from time to time today and tonight, with a high today in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight slowed down to about 50. Tomorrow, in between storm systems, a mild day. We'll be in the mid to upper 60s with mostly cloudy skies. Then showers and thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening and Saturday night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. High temperature around 70. Then turning sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air invades the area. Falling temperatures. The 40s on Sunday will feel like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
like a star that can wait for 272-9228, that's where we are. Stay with Jason Politano talking about the effects of the shutdown, and he's got a kind of an interesting take on this.
My question is, there are so many employees that are either working through the shutdown or have just recently been called back as of yesterday, but there's no end to when this is going to go on. They don't know when they're getting paid. They have child care. They need travel expenses just to get
back
to work.
Are you hurting personally?
Personally, no. But I have a lot of friends that are, and like couples that work there. Okay. Is there any recourse that they have? How long can they let this go on without these
people? I don't know how long it can go on, but it's a lot worse than we think it is. My colleagues on the bench are telling me that FBI agents can't get into courtrooms to testify because their credit cards don't work and they can't get gas into their cars, and U.S. Marshals can't even get prisoners into courtroom for their own hearings. So people are being held in jail without hearings to which they have an absolute right because the government can't physically get them from the jail to the courthouse.
Can I ask Michelle a question? What are your employee friends saying? How are they paying their bills? Because most Americans do live paycheck to paycheck.
Well, a lot of people have taken withdrawals out on their annuities to get them through this. And a lot of people are just borrowing from friends, doing whatever they can in hopes that this is going to end quickly.
And when you go with your credit cards, you pay interest, and you pay interest, you're not going to get that back when the paycheck comes in. So, and this is not insurmountable. They got to get this thing done.
Michelle,
thanks so much for coming.
We're all thinking about
if
you are,
if your credit rating is damaged, your national security clearance could be damaged.
Your national security clearance could be damaged.
Interesting.
And that is a that was a real factor when I was there. Because if you remember, we had an economy that was kind of crazy with the high interest rates that we had to suffer through until 1983. They started dropping at that point. But there were some people who did get hurt by that, who didn't have good enough credit, or the credit went down because of several factors.
Is the idea that you that leaves you vulnerable?
Yeah, I'm vulnerable, exactly right. That if you're if you have a lot of debt, credit rating, then you're more likely to be had.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, there are a lot of factors that they look at, and your social status and some different things like that. They keep an eye on you, as they would say. Let's see which way we want to go here. Report from the front line in Syria. I want you to listen to this. Well, let me see. Let me do David Martin first. David Martin's going to be talking about the suicide bomber attack in Syria. Then we'll get to front lines.
President Trump appears to be standing firm on his plan to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. Now, this comes after a deadly attack targeting Americans there. ISIS says this morning it carried out the suicide bombing that killed four Americans and at least 12 others yesterday. The attack shows how the terror group still has clout in spite of U.S. claims it has defeated ISIS.
Clout. A White House statement says our deepest sympathies and love go out to the families of the brave American heroes. David Martin is at the Pentagon, where the president will make a scheduled visit later today.
The Syrian city of Manbij used to be a success story, a town liberated from ISIS, returning to a semblance of normal life. But now it is the scene of the single worst loss of American life since U.S. troops went into Syria more than 3 years ago. The suicide bomber can be seen on a security camera as he walked down a crowded sidewalk and blew himself up in front of a restaurant where Americans patrolling the city had stopped to eat. Four of them were killed, two soldiers, a civilian, and a contractor, and another three servicemen wounded, along with a dozen or more Syrians.
Now, you can go to my website, danmarshow.com, and you can actually see that video. It is pretty something. There are literally two people that are walking down the street, and this firebomb happens, and the person is standing there, and just when the firebomb just engulfs him, and then he just collapses.
Ooh.
I mean, it's like you don't know, was it percussion? Was it,
probably,
did he die? Was it?
I'm thinking percussion and shrapnel. Like,
But it was pretty brutal here. So David Martin's going to continue on and talk about Syria, but he's going to talk about the Graham response here.
The attack drew an instant reaction from Senator Lindsey Graham.
I would hope the president would look long and hard of where he's headed in Syria.
The bomber had picked the right restaurant at the right time on the right day, suggesting ISIS had been tracking the movements of American patrols and that U.S. troops had fallen into a pattern ISIS could predict. Graham himself has been to Manbij and thinks he ate at the same restaurant.
ISIS claims responsibility. If true, that shows that they're not defeated and they've been emboldened.
We have won against ISIS. We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly.
Just weeks ago, President Trump announced he was withdrawing all U.S. troops from Syria, and there is no sign the attack has changed his mind. Hours after it happened, Vice President Pence restated the president's intention to get out.
And we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled.
James Carafano is a foreign policy expert with the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
What would be tragic is if the United States left a vacuum like we did when we pulled out of Iraq that created a space for a group like ISIS to rebuild a caliphate.
It's been more than 24 hours since the attack, and President Trump has not yet said anything about it. That could change in a moment with a tweet, or later today when he comes to the Pentagon to give a speech.
And he did do a speech, and he basically is kind of doubling down on missile technology, that getting the faster Mach 20 type rockets and things like that, and how to counteract that with a Star Wars type system to try to knock missiles out that are coming into the United States. We didn't have the ability to get to that, his speech and some of the things, but that's what I was reading off offline. Okay, so CBS is going to go to the front line in Syria. And it's kind of interesting the way David Martin kind of couched that city and talked about it was a city that ISIS had and that they had gotten rid of ISIS in there. But he didn't. He kind of did it like, well, but they're back now. And that's not the case. You got to imagine, you're in a war zone and you feel comfortable enough to go into a market and go have lunch somewhere.
Right.
You're not that worried that the enemy is going to come in here and fight you type thing. But you are talking about a lone suicide bomber. Now he's going to go to a front line. And listen to what he is saying here. He's talking about this is the last remnant of ISIS. And once they kind of get this done, they kind of mop it all up. Let's listen in.
And this morning, we have a close-up look at the U.S.-led war against ISIS in Syria. Charlie Daggett is about 150 miles from Manbij, near one of the last ISIS strongholds. He went on patrol with Kurdish forces supported by U.S. troops, who say the fight against the terrorist organization is far from over.
While President Trump and Vice President Pence continue to insist that ISIS is defeated in Syria, the front lines tell a much different story. With U.S. forces and their allies on the ground battling a persistent enemy that refuses to surrender. Even as we made our way to the fighting, we were warned that ISIS terror cells lurked among the ruined villages, launching counterattacks and planting bombs on the only road in and out. We're now traveling to the front lines in the east of the country, the very last pockets of ISIS resistance. Now, once these areas are taken back, ISIS will no longer be considered a territorial force here. We arrived at Ashraf to see Kurdish-led forces firing a barrage of mortars toward ISIS positions, not much more than a mile away. And nearby, vital reinforcements, U.S. troops and military hardware.
Okay, so the last, and he said the last remnant of ISIS is there.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. weren't firing those mortars. That was the Kurds that were there. So this is kind of, you know, it's not like they're gone. It's that they're down to this small group, like when they were doing Riyadh and they were going in and taking, the city that they finally. It took them 6 months to get them all out of there, but that's what they have to do. They got to just get rid of
Mosul.
Mosul, right. And there was another one started with an R.
Ramadi.
Ramadi, that's it. So let's listen to the second part of this story.
Not more than a few hundred yards away is where you find an American position fighting right beside forces here, and they've been firing mortars in that direction essentially since we got here. How important is it for you to have American forces on the ground fighting right beside you? They're playing a very big role, Commander Simko Shkak told us. Their forces have been very effective. We give them coordinates for ISIS locations, and their air force and artillery do all they can. In addition to roughly 2,000 U.S. ground forces here, the American-led air campaign has been pummeling this territory. 575 airstrikes on 1,100 targets during the first 2 weeks of this month alone, concentrated on a sliver of land still under ISIS control. Commanders here tell us that final push could take a month or more. But as the tragic deaths of four Americans and more than a dozen others in Manbij shows, ISIS has already morphed into an insurgency that has begun striking targets far beyond these battlefields.
Okay, I mean, that sounded like some pretty serious U.S. projection of strength that was there.
Yes.
So, if these last guys are taken care of, and they're taken care of in the last 3-4 weeks, then it is kind of a mission complete. Now,
yes.
We heard Dr. Pollack say this yesterday, these guys are not that good at fighters. So once we leave, do they kind of chicken out? Now, he said the Kurds don't.
Right.
Kurds know how to use their environment, this kind of stuff. But we still have the capability of going in with airstrikes. We still have the capability of dropping some troops in there if we need to.
Well, I think this, if, as soon as American troops are out of the way, this opens up. I'd imagine Assad wants his country back still. I think that's the next potential fight. And who knows what Erdogan of Turkey and Assad and Russia are working up together.
Well, as we say, we'll know in the fullness of time. We're going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Well, there's a light in your eye that keeps shining, like a star that can wait for night. I hate to think I've been blinded, baby. What can I see tonight? And the warmth of your smile starts burning, and the feel of your touch gives me fright. And I'm shaking so much.
May not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Thursday. Let's see if we can get this McCasey piece is done here. This is a former attorney general, and he's going to be talking about William Barr and what he his deal yesterday.
Despite the fact that there were some nice words at the hearing, we do not have the kind of strong and clear commitments to the report being issued and there being no interference in the investigation that are needed, particularly now, with President Trump treating the Justice Department as he has.
So Senator Chuck Schumer now is still a no, telling reporters he's opposed to Bill Barr after a private meeting with a nominee. Michael McCasey used to have that job. Just told me during the commercial break that Bill Barr's the best candidate ever for this job.
Certainly in my memory. The only person who had any background near his was Robert Jackson, and that was in 1940. He later went on the Supreme Court and was the prosecutor at Nuremberg. But other than that, I mean, this guy has, he's worked for the CIA, so he knows intelligence issues. He was the chief lawyer at an office within the Justice Department called the Office of Legal Counsel. That is, they are the principal lawyers for the entire government. They set legal policy for the whole government. He is a real lawyer. He was deputy attorney general, so he knows how the department itself runs. That's the chief operating officer. And he was attorney general. And he did all of those jobs in a highly competent, highly honorable way.
You think he'll be approved?
Yes, he'll be approved.
It's been a hearing.
Yes, he'll be approved.
Yes, he'll be approved. That is a very impressive resume. And he didn't need the job. He's already been the AG.
Right.
And from... I can't believe Schumer is not going to support him because he wouldn't definitively say, yes, I'm going to release the report in the full entirety. How can he say that when he hadn't even read it?
Well, and Schumer knows that. And I think this just goes to the Democrats continuing to fill in their narrative about the president.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So what's the president done wrong today?
Yep.
So let's continue on with McCasey. This guy's interesting. Rudy and collusion, and this is a big thing that was on Morning Joe today.
My sense is that here is a man who thought the DOJ and the FBI has gone off the rails in certain areas, and he was the guy at the right time who could fix it. Quick on that.
If that's what he feels, he's right.
Oh. Rudy Giuliani made some headlines last night. At least some discussion anyway. I'm not sure about the headlines yet. Here is on CNN. Watch.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes, you
have. No idea if there, I have not. I said the President of the United States. There is not a single bit of evidence. The President of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
So that was part of the interview last night, but that's not really what's getting the headline. What's getting the headline is the following answer here. Roll this one now.
The president did not.
He said nobody had any contact.
Russian.
Tons of
whatever
people had contact.
Is.
Nobody colluded. The guy running his campaign.
He didn't say
was
nobody.
Was working on an issue at the same time as the convention.
He said he didn't. He didn't say nobody.
Point he was making is he's representing the president and can't speak for others. How do you interpret this interview from, are the goalposts moving or not?
They're moving a little bit. I think that there was a flat-out statement that there was no collusion. On the other hand, you know, Robert Mueller is not authorized to investigate, quote, collusion, unquote. He's authorized to investigate whether there was a crime committed in the relationship between the campaign and the Russians. There is no such crime as collusion. There is such a thing as conspiracy. If you agree to violate the law, if you, for example, help the Russians hack or otherwise commit crimes. But quote-unquote collusion may be objectionable, may be reprehensible, but it's not a crime.
Good point. If anybody is out in the Costco area, there's supposed to allegedly have been a shooting out there. I'm heading out there right after the show, but
yeah, I got one call about it, but I wasn't able to find really anything to put meat on the bone.
They couldn't.
Yeah, in terms of news reports, local news reports, we could look again.
Let's. Well, this is coming from a listener here, so I've given her my cell phone so she can try me more directly. Okay, so now he's going to be talking about the 2016 election and what happened during that time.
There seemed to be some wiggle room that someone else on the campaign may have colluded. That was the implication right. That was taken away from the segment.
The implication.
I talked to Giuliani this morning. He says there's no knowledge of any collusion, he said. He said he's not suggesting anything that could be coming up. In his words, not a damn thing. He referred to Manafort about the polling data story that broke a couple right. weeks back. He says, is that collusion? That's something that went on with Ukraine and not Russia. So how are we to interpret what he is trying to message last evening?
I can't tell you how to interpret what he's saying. I don't read minds, even the mind of a good friend. But I have to say, let's remember what was going on at the time of these activities, what the political climate was here. Everybody believed that Secretary Clinton was going to be elected president. Virtually nobody believed that Donald Trump was going to be elected president. In fact, when Ann Coulter said she thought he'd be elected president, people suggested she ought to commit herself to an asylum. The Russians, if they were trying to do anything, were probably trying to make sure that when Hillary Clinton took office, she took office as damaged goods, because everybody expected her to take office. I doubt that there was any serious attempt to get Donald Trump elected, because nobody serious believed that he could get elected, other than a very few people.
I have a confirmation from a police officer that there was a shooting about an 8,000 block of East Chase Parkway, and that's where the Burns Jeweler is.
Yes, and WSFA just put up a story about 10 minutes ago. A man is injured after a shooting in East Montgomery. Tommy says he has some info here.
Let's go to Tommy. It says involving two employees of the store.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, welcome aboard the demo ship.
Hey, Dan, I just disagree in what you just said. There's two male employees of the store. Wasn't a robbery or anything like that. Apparently, they had a beef between each other, and one shot the other one and was treated on the scene, and the other one's in custody right now.
And somebody else just called and said everything's all quiet now over there.
So I can go out to Costco and buy my Corona?
Yes.
You'll go right ahead. Hey, and I have to agree. You had a previous caller. I couldn't call earlier today talking about Nancy Pelosi. I agree with him 100%. She's worried about her security, but we can't be worried about our security on the southern border.
Yep, that's a great point.
She has lost her mind. Apparently, that Botox has gone to her brain.
Okay. Yeah. Don't go too far now. Thanks, Tommy. If anybody has any other details, but it seems two employees fighting, one shot the other one. As Tommy said, and this is confirmed, that in custody, and I'm not sure how non-life-threatening gunshots is what I'm getting from this. And MPD responded like in moments, as they're saying here. So if anybody has any more information, you can pass it on to me or pass it on to Greg, whose wife happens to work at Costco.
Indeed.
Out there. Do I have enough time to play another piece of this clip?
No.
No, we're out, baby.
Yeah.
Joey, you did it again, buddy.
We did it again.
Another great show, my friend. Another great show. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, because I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.